I have focused on climate change and on pollution, because we are now very soon coming into a situation where pollution is the biggest killer of humans. Most cities in the world is horribly polluted. We have huge plastic pollution into the oceans. This is a big issue for the environment. It's also a big issue for health. We are dying from strokes or asthma or cancer, all caused by pollution. So we need to change. And climate change is, of course, very, very much related to that, because the beauty is whatever we do to reduce the pollution, well, in your city, Sao Paulo, or in Beijing, or here in New York, will also nearly always be helpful for fighting climate change. And, of course, we have seen with the cyclones in the Caribbean, destruction in Texas or Florida or in India, many other parts of the world, the enormous danger coming from climate change, and we need to discuss how we can fight climate change.
And another subject, another topic that was discussed at the General Assembly, the UN Secretary General, he discussed UN reform. Mm-hmm. How is UN environment preparing for this reform? And how will this reform affect the countries and the communities that benefit from the programs that are supported by UN Environment?
United Nations is the one indispensable international organization. We need to come together to find joint solutions. But then also the United Nations need to be effective. It is not, as both President Trump and Secretary General Guterres said, is horribly bureaucratic. I do not normally or always agree with President Trump, but here he was spot on. He said the United Nations has enormous promise. To deliver on that promise, it cannot be bureaucratic as it is today. What we will do in UN Environment is to fight bureaucracy tooth and nail, making all decision-making simpler, making sure that it's much less hierarchical, that everyone can make their voice heard, and only then we can really move ahead. But we need to be drastically simplified, and power must be decentralized.
So now going back to your answer of the first question, you mentioned pollution, and I understand that pollution is the main topic that will be discussed during the UN Environment Assembly, yeah, which is going to take place in December in Nairobi, Kenya. Could you talk to us a little bit more about this event?
Absolutely. This is the entire world coming together for one purpose, to declare that we want a pollution-free planet, and we should rapidly move in that direction. We want to set out pollution and the fight against pollution as a citizen's issue. Citizens can do a lot to protect themselves through masks or through closing the door if you're in a very polluted city. But more importantly, citizens can demand action from political leaders and business. And then we want governments to take action. For instance, the government of Kenya just prohibited plastic bags in Kenya. You see the immediate positive effect of that. Indonesia said they will reduce plastic pollution by 70% in the next 2 years. Very, very ambitious and very positive. And I just met with the Brazilian environment minister, who joined our Clean Seas campaign for the same reason of making Brazil a lot cleaner. So citizens, government, and finally business, because without private sector and business and companies finding new technologies, using the enormous innovative power, we will also fail.